But I tell you, there are not many farmers or ranchers that I've talked to that didn't know what that was. Just like you, they know what that is. But folks nowadays don't know what that is. What's the soil like here for growing? Is it pretty good soil?
In the bottoms, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, you get into the where the higher parts. Well, a lot of it's pretty rocky.
Mm. What kind of soil do you? What do you call the soil in this area?
Sandy loam, I think, more or less.
Now, in a city like Denver, they a lot of times will build a cement thing on the side of the road for people to walk on. What do you call
sidewalk?
That? Okay, and what's a boulevard?
A boulevard? Well, it's a road, is what it is actually.
Okay, great. What do people in this area call paved and unpaved roads? Do they use like the words improved and unimproved, or gravel or dirt?
Gravel.
Okay.
If it's not paved, well, you call it a gravel road.
Okay. Do they ever use would they ever call them like oil roads or tar roads or anything like that? Or maybe in the old days?
Oil, maybe, but.
Okay. What do you call the road? What would you call this road that leads up to your ranch?
It's just gravel road.
Okay. Now, a roadway that runs up through the mountains and kind of goes through a low place in the mountains, what would you call that low place? Would it be called a gap or a notch or a pass?
No, I don't know that there's any special name for that.
Okay. Just I was trying to wonder about what gap and pass and notch meant. Did those have any special meaning for you?
I couldn't give you anything on that.
Okay. What are the Badlands?
Badland? No, I don't know. They talk about that in North Dakota or South Dakota,
but
that's about all I know about that.
Okay. How about the High Plains?
The High Plains? Well, that'd be out east.
Okay. Would you say that's the eastern part of Colorado?
Yeah.
Is the High Plains?
Yeah, we're taking the High Plains.
Okay. And one other word that I was wondering about in terms of meaning was hole, as in like a place called Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I was wondering what that word meant, hole. Is it? Do you know?
Well, somebody just gave it that name, and it is kind of a pocket. If you've been there, why, you know that it is kind of a...
Okay, yeah. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
I was wondering if it was like a watering hole, you know, that was a place where water gathered.
Well, really, all it is kind of a pocket where there's mountains clear around it.
Okay. What's a canyon?
A canyon?
Yeah.
Well, it's a gap through the mountains is what it is.
Okay. And do you have any waterfalls in this area?
No.
Okay, not at all. Again, too dry. Okay. The river down, the creek down below, the big one, not the sawmill one, but the other one, does the water in it run pretty fast, or is it pretty slow-moving water?
Well, it doesn't run too fast, but it moves.
Okay. What I was wondering was, with really fast-moving water, would you ever use words like rapids or white water or cascades to describe that water?
Well, the fast water is usually more of your white water, like Clear Creek. Now, that has more pitch coming down.
Okay. And you would
It depends on your grade. That's how fast your water runs.
Okay. A rose or a tulip is a type of what?
A what?
A rose, a red rose, or a tulip, those are types of what, or kinds of what?
That's a flower.
Okay. And are there, I was wondering, do you have any wildflowers in this area?
Oh, yeah.